With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The United States will exclude electronics from President Trump's reciprocal tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton is traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
The announcement from the Trump administration could help keep the prices down for popular consumer electronics that aren't usually made in the U.S. Excluding those items would also benefit big tech companies like Apple and Samsung. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said items like smartphones, laptops, machines used to make semiconductors, and flat panel monitors would be exempt from the higher taxes. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
DOGE is reporting more than 6,000 illegals paroled by President Biden had criminal records.
On its X account, DOGE reports among the 6,300 paroled aliens with criminal or terrorist records, all obtained Social Security numbers, 905 collecting Medicaid, including four on the terrorist watch list. For that alone, some $276,000 was paid out. 41 collected unemployment insurance, receiving $42,000 in benefits. 22 received federal student loans totaling $280,000. 409 received tax refunds, and an undetermined number were awarded food stamps. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, an outbreak of a rare ailment.
Authorities in Hungary are working to contain an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in herds of cattle that caught locals by surprise. Farms in neighboring Slovakia tested positive for the highly transmissible virus 2 weeks later, followed by several more farms infected in both countries. Thursday, the chief of staff for Hungary's prime minister said that they were looking into possible causes, including the possibility that the disease was artificially introduced. It's the first outbreak of the disease in either country in more than half a century. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Two pro-life states will get their federal funding after all. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
When Oklahoma and Tennessee refused to refer women for abortions, President Biden cut off millions of dollars in federal family planning money to the states. Now President Trump has reversed that decision, releasing the money which the states will use for various kinds of health care. Meanwhile, the new administration is working to stop the flow of taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that each individual state has to decide how to handle abortion, the makeup of each state's Supreme Court is coming under scrutiny. There's also debates about how to select Supreme Court justices. Seven states use partisan elections, while 14 use nonpartisan. Meanwhile, nine states task governors with appointing justices. Two use legislative appointments. Four have hybrid models, and 14 use a merit selection process. You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. Travelers should prepare for extra security and scrutiny of devices when crossing borders.
And that's especially when entering the U.S. Experts say 100% privacy might be impossible, but there are things you can do to make it harder for someone to see your private data. If possible, leave your phone at home. If you need one, you could get a temporary device with just the information needed for your trip. If you have to bring your phone or laptop, store any sensitive information in a cloud storage service and then delete it from the device. Power off your phone when you get to the border. John Scott reporting.
Israel says it has completed construction of a new security corridor that cuts off the southern city of Rafah from the rest of Gaza. The military said that it would soon expand vigorously in most of this small coastal territory. Palestinians are further squeezed into shrinking areas of land. It's not clear where Palestinians are meant to go. More stories online, plus breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.